You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Are we seeing the urn? You've got it. Are we seeing the urn sound off? You've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this worldwide Sunday transmission. Events dictate that I be absolutely focused, cogent, and on target today, because undoubtedly we are entering a phase in human civilization that is one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, we have ever faced as a society. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday evening, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm back, of course, tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for the three-hour weekday transmission. Okay, obviously on the radar today, QE infinity, hyperinflation. Another big ratings agency now lowers. We were AAA, AA, now A-. For the U.S. dollar, Federal Reserve running the republic into the ground, a foreign banking cartel that has captured this nation to a great extent. They don't have full control, but they've got control over monetary and over most of the federal government and the state government. So we've got that information coming up. And obviously, when you get ready for the big collapse, not this ongoing slide, what do globalists do? They start big wars. That's 101 of geopolitical imperial operations. We are now entering that with the whole situation in the Middle East going up in flames, the dead ambassador, the political, the hyping of all this, Obama's UN ambassador making utterly ridiculous statements today that this was not a coordinated attack on the embassy in Libya. That's like saying the sun didn't come up this morning. And all the political back and forth that's happening with that, all of it pales in significance, quite frankly, because we can handle financial degradation. We can handle Muslims burning down, you know, cities. What we cannot handle is a nuclear war with Russia or China. And many top generals, many top analysts are on record saying this could easily get out of hand and turn into a World War III scenario. The world's much more dangerous than it was at the height of the so-called Cold War. That's not just Alex Jones saying that. That's Zbigniew Brzezinski. That's people like Webster Tarpley. That's countless others. The magnitude of what we're facing. Now, you remember 2 months ago, when the videos and articles went viral, I said the preparations are being made for martial law in late October, early September. And you heard the police officers call in, break down crying and saying, yeah, we've been told, prepare for total breakdown, prepare to call in Air Force airstrikes on the American people, prepare to, you know, to totally cordon and round people up, military speaking out, army manuals publicly released for re-education camps. The government is running around like a chicken with their head cut off right out here at the Austin airport, former SAC base. They've leased areas all around it with the military. Every city is the same, every major key strategic city. They're digging in more than they did at the height of the Cold War in the 50s, 60s, 70s, okay? They're running around like it's the end of the world. Now, I've said, hey, 2012, you know, I don't believe in the Mayan stuff. That's all a bunch of bull. But the globalists, they believe in stuff like that. They're a bunch of occultist lunatics. All I can tell you is my family's getting ready. This is real. I mean, I've told my crew out there, this isn't a game. They know it's not a game. Let me tell you, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. What our ancestors faced at the start of World War I and World War II, if this thing kicks off, will look like a walk in the park. And I'm talking to high-level generals, former top spies, you name it, they're scared. They're scared. Okay, this is serious. We're going to be back in 60 seconds, so I'm going to lay it all out. Stay with us.
Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Saying a prayer at the beginning of this broadcast, something I've never done. I don't know how I get people to pay attention. I mean, really pay attention to just how much danger this world is in right now, just how hardcore this corporate banking world government is, and just how sinister they are. They are playing civilizations, nations, groups off against each other. And that is the important thing to know and understand. Again, thank you for joining us on the 16th day of September 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. I have, of course, the syndicated broadcast carried by XM on 166 weekdays from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on over 115 AM and FM affiliates. And then we also come back Sundays for the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific. 3 to 5 Mountain. We are broadcasting worldwide on global shortwave, WWCR, and, of course, on several satellite systems, as well as the audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, you know about the Middle East going up in flames. You know about U.S. troops getting killed all over the Middle East and Africa and Central Asia, Afghanistan, Pakistan. You know about embassy being attacked in Benghazi and the U.S. ambassador being killed. You know about the announcement by the private Federal Reserve of quantitative easing unlimited or quantitative easing infinity. Obviously, most of you know about the massive domestic arms buildup by the federal government against the American people, the 1.4 billion bullets the last year, the giant armored vehicles by the hundreds ordered every few months, the mobile armored pillboxes, the staging of military supplies, including treaded tanks in every major U.S. city by the thousands spread out across the United States. This is a buildup for World War III. But not the type of war our daddies or granddaddies fought. This is a globalist, banker-directed war against the nation states so they can have us basically battle it out, all controlled and run by the very same global banking system. They brag about this, by the way. They write books about it. They put out policy papers. It's not hidden. They just think you're so stupid and only watch, you know, the television news programs, and that you'll never even understand it. That's their arrogance, and that may be their undoing, let's hope. Now, we do have Dr. Steve Pachinik, who is the person who helped co-write many of Tom Clancy's books. He is the person that the character of Mr. Ryan is based on from Patriot Games. And I'm not going to get into his whole bio, but he's overthrown governments, run assassination squads all over the world, and is a psychiatrist, and among other things. And we have him on occasionally, as you know. he'd been talking to me the last few days quite a bit, and what shocked me is I called up Webster Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley, who also lives there in D.C. and has his ear to the ground. And the two men basically told me pretty much the same thing, which was what I had also basically from the research understood. So they're going to be joining us. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Dr. Pechenik's going to join us. And then we're going to have Dr. Tarpley on after that to give us his perspective on all this. But you're not going to get just talking points here and mindlessness. So if you're a new listener and you want to really know what's going on in the world, you're going to get it here, okay? As close as you're going to get to it. Not because I'm that smart. The mainline system lies to you on purpose, okay? It's not hard to actually know what's going on if you study this stuff from a historical perspective and actually follow the continuum of developments and read the memoirs and of globalists and spies and foreign memoirs and research. Let me just boil it down to you very, very simply. There are six global banks that are above the law that have created 1,500 trillion plus in global derivatives just based in the dollar. Fraudulent counterfeit money. They've sold it to the Russians, the Chinese, the Americans, to your police pension fund, to the school pension fund, to the private pension funds, everything. It infects everything by design. They have gotten all the governments with their operatives that they've worked for decades to get into place, signing us onto their debt, and the media tells us that it's our debt, when over 90% of it is not even national debt or personal debt. It's their debt. It's fake derivatives. It's a black hole of fraud. But when they get you up to the point of bankrupting the world and bringing in a global depression, they have to be in the position of posing as the saviors during the global reorganization, like the Marshall Plan after Europe was wrecked. And it's actually the same corporation that's at the top of it, the OECD. They have to be able to reorganize everything after they collapse it. And to do that, they have to have a big war going on because they know now that you know the Federal Reserve is private and part of a foreign European banking cartel. They know now that you're starting to wake up, as Brzezinski just wrote in his book that came out this year, and that the elite are in trouble. So they've always run Al-Qaeda. They created them. They've always run them. I told you they put them in Libya. They put them in Syria. They put them in Africa. And I told you they put AFRICOM in Africa and then have their operatives. Al-Qaeda works for these banks. And our troops are trained in order to train them and give them weapons. That's all on record, hiding in plain view. And they dump them out to murder Christians, other Muslims, you name it, destroy infrastructure so the globalists can then come in and carpet bomb the country, thinking you're so stupid you won't remember that just a year and a half ago they put him in charge in Libya. That's when the whole thing started. And 8 months ago started this new war against Assad in Syria. By the way, Dr. Pechenik was actually arrested by Assad's father. And that's how much globetrotting he's done. But we'll get his take on this whole situation when he comes up here in about 15 minutes. The point is that they are gearing up for a giant war with Iran and beyond, not just as an October surprise to control the election or Carterize Obama. At the top, it's the same power group. Sure, they've got political arms that fight with each other. And for the mid-level operatives who think they're at the top, they think there's different camps. But at the very top, they've got a focused group pushing this that wants to cause giant regional wars bordering on third world war or major world war to re-engineer global society and bring in a total police state that's already in place, but they want to fully roll it out. Face scanning to buy and sell, total control, checkpoints at the end of your street. This has all been geared up. You're the target. Remember I told you 10 years ago. Al-Qaeda works for the globalists. They're going to get you to give up your rights in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda. Then they're going to tell you that domestic groups are the new terrorists. Now, they've said gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, constitutionalists, the old-fashioned family who aren't the new normal. We are the bad guys. That's in all the law enforcement manuals, Homeland Security, the police have sent us. That's made national news. You've seen that in the news. You know that. This is all for you. This is a global banking cartel getting nations to get into fights with each other so that everybody goes into deeper debt and so we politically don't understand how we've been economically conquered. Now notice, we said that these big wars would start with civil unrest and with Al-Qaeda they put in all these countries. When the global acceleration of dollar devaluation and other currency devaluation, because they're all pegged to the dollar, whenever that started. And it's been gradual, but now it's reached an acceleration point. So there's no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, and not just my intellectual acumen, my spidey sense, my sixth sense, I know yours as well, has gone past the point of getting chills over this. Now I'm locked in. Well, I just got one right there. Locked in, focused, it's game time, okay? Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Unless we get the word out about what's really happening, we're probably going to have World War III and a global depression that'll make the Great Depression look like a piece of cake. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21 by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our accessible
exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are times in history when you see governments lining up on different sides of the battle line. And that's happening right now. Because the global banking cartel has created a Ponzi scheme that if they don't get governments to sign on to, they're all going to go to jail. Now, they tell us, hey, sign on to the Ponzi scheme or everything will collapse. But mathematically, by many orders of power, it's impossible to ever get out of a collapse if, this is very, very important, if we don't decouple ourselves from the derivatives fraud. These people have taken the world over through this fraud. And the globalists are absolutely opportunistic. They don't serve anything but raw power. What do I serve? I have people ask me that all the time. Major media executives, generals, famous spies. Like, who are you really working for? You know, there's nobody out there who doesn't work for somebody. Really? I don't like bullies. I don't like losing my liberty. I don't like losing my freedom. I don't like being a slave. I don't like seeing my republic destroyed. I'm upset by gangs of lesser men getting together and taking over government and sucking off of me. I really do believe in a level playing field. I really do believe in free association. That's not old-fashioned. That's not being a romantic. We're in this situation because we stopped being romantics who stood up for ideas of real freedom. We got lazy and stupid. Now we've got a bunch of kleptocratic elites getting ready to bring us into a major war. There's a reason there hadn't been a world war since World War II. It's called hydrogen bombs. It's called bioweapons. But the globalists have all gotten into eugenics and kind of hyped themselves up that, oh, well, we'll use the national security state to get total power out of this coming crisis. No, you're going to end up destroying our civilization, and I'm sick of you. I listen to talk radio as people try to understand what's happening. We told you they put al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and all over Africa and Sudan. We told you, ladies and gentlemen, our troops are in Afghanistan to grow 93% of world opium. It was less than 10% before the liberation 10 years ago. We told you they're running al-Qaeda, and now it's been in the L.A. Times, the New York Times, and the CFR saying we need al-Qaeda, and al-Qaeda are good guys, and then al-Qaeda starts killing U.S. troops all over the world and goes and attacks an embassy and was able to get through, and then al-Qaeda brags, we know your security procedures. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Pechenik is going to come on the show. Potter Pechenik, when he was on months ago, said he confronted Admiral Mullen at the Council on Foreign Relations. Turns out later that came out in the news, and Mullen came out and said, don't blame the U.S. when Israel hits Iran. What do you think all this is about? Pechenik says it was Israel and elements of the Pentagon that hit that facility. You just think al-Qaeda, who they put in Libya and Syria and in Pakistan, just did this on their own? They work for the globalists, period. And you've got Obama out there running around telling everybody that, oh, everything's fine now. And, oh, no, it wasn't coordinated. It wasn't organized. This is an October surprise to Carterize Obama. But it's bigger than Romney. Understand that. This is very sophisticated because there's people within the Obama administration that are involved at this just as much as people in the Republican power structure. Because at the top of the pyramid, it's the same people. That's even what most of their high-level operatives don't understand about this system. They're planning what PNAC wrote, what Dick Cheney wrote, back in September 20th of 2000 in Rebuilding America's Defenses. Look it up. It's public. That they would cause a clash of civilizations by funding and radicalizing Muslims and then letting them attack. When meanwhile the police aren't training to fight radicalized Muslims, folks, they're training to take your guns and take you to a re-education camp because you're a red-blooded American. You're the target. And I hear these people dripping with salivating enjoyment on talk radio about Obama blew it. It's over for him. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda, you know, Obama tried to say they were our friends, but look, he's getting it. This was the policy under Brzezinski. This was the policy under Carter, the policy under Reagan, the policy under Bush 41, on and on and on. It's the policy under George W., under Obama. They're puppets. The whole world is a stage. Each of us players upon it. Well, not me. Not me, man. I'm not playing part in your World War III stage. We're in that same PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, we just showed on screen if you're watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener or watching us online, the TV side of this, you can go read it where they go on to say we need to legitimize the use of bioweapons to wipe out certain races. We need the media to legitimize that use. These are mad men. And they say we're mad because we don't want to engage in things like that. They also say they're history's actors and that what we say and do doesn't matter. They'll decide reality and change what reality is day to day. The only people starting to change reality are the ruling class who've lost touch with it. Just like Nero and Caligula and Hitler and so many others, you guys are smoking your own dope. You guys are drinking your own Kool-Aid. You people are crazy. You always bite off more than you can chew because you BS people so much, you start losing touch with what's reality. You destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You create a surveillance state pointed at the people because you want to secure the country you took over as the heart of your global empire, your homeland. The pit you dig for us is the one you're going to fall into. You get rid of due process. You get rid of separations of powers. You allow the nastiest people in the system to go to the fore. That's why there's always a race to the bottom once evil is allowed in. So I'm going to state it for you very, very simply here and succinctly, okay? The Federal Reserve said we'll never do quantitative easing 3. That would cause hyperinflation. Instead, they've announced unlimited quantitative easing, but not just to the people. The people don't get any of this money. It all goes to mega offshore banks to buy their bad derivatives. And then the media tells you you're in debt because it's your debt, when almost none of it is your debt, because you don't have economic understanding. The average political know-it-all is like Miss Teen USA who couldn't even talk. We're going to play a clip of her later. You think that woman's a moron? You're a moron when you try geopolitical analysis because you're not taught a real system on the news. They give you one-dimensional or two-dimensional at most systems. When this thing is three-dimensional chess on so many other levels. It's like playing 100 games of chess at the same time. Okay? You only can have a historical understanding to be able to even war game this because humans act the same over and over again. That's the only way to understand this. Here's the deal. Here's the news. Al-Qaeda in Yemen urges Muslims to kill U.S. diplomats over film. The film has nothing to do with it. It's just an excuse. Military Afghan inside attacks kill 4 U.S. troops. Sudan rejects U.S. request to send Marines to guard embassies. NATO copter destroyed by Taliban at Bagram Air Base. Americans killed in Libya was on intel mission to track weapons. What, the 10,000 missiles that Al-Qaeda got that our government gave them? Armada of British naval power massing in the Gulf as Israel prepares to strike Iran. London Telegraph. Notice all this is happening. They're devaluing the currency globally. It's the world reserve currency, the dollar. That causes people in third world countries to start starving to death, accelerating the rioting, and the globalists want to ride this storm, order out of chaos.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've only got him a little bit into the next hour. So I'm going to try to give him the floor, but have him get right into it in a language that all of us can easily understand. Dr. Steve Pachinik, MD, PhD, is an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, publisher. He co-wrote a lot of Tom Clancy's books. Had a lot of his books turned into big films. He's a critically acclaimed author and psychopolitical thrillers and the co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy Op Center and Tom Clancy's Net Force paperbacks. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University, international relations at MIT, His novels are based on over 20 years. Yeah, he was a colonel in Black Ops, wrote the book on psychological warfare for the State Department, then adopted by the CIA, helped overthrow governments, assassinations. He won't get into it, but you can look him up if you'd like to. Very serious person we've got on the line. Member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He told me on air when he was on about a month and a half ago. The interviews are there. They're posted at InfoWars.com. Just look at the last interview. He said, yeah, I just confronted Dempsey, got in his face and said that's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then it came out in the news later, actually, that Dempsey had been confronted. They didn't say it was Pachinik at a Council on Foreign Relations meeting. And then Dempsey came out and said, hey, the U.S. won't be behind the Iran attack. We don't want the blame. Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to be sucked into it. So just amazing inside info. He's not supposed to talk about what goes on inside the meetings of the Council on Foreign Relations. But we've only got him for, again, three segments. We're going to get him back on later in the week because they're gearing up for a giant Iran strike, huge carrier task force groups, British build up, 20 nations plus have 25 nations are converging on the Strait of Hormuz. You've got the killing of the U.S. ambassador in Benghazi, I've talked to a lot of my sources, and they all say, including Pachinik, October surprise basically to Carterize Obama. And by the way, Pachinik worked for Carter, George Bush Sr., and others, so he's bipartisan in his, quote, service to the country. But here to break this down for us, the point we're at geopolitically right now, is Dr. Steve Pachinik. StevePachinik.com is his website if you want to find out about his best-selling books. Good to have you here with us, Doc. I'm going to try to shut up and give you the floor because we don't have a lot of time, but please break down where we are right now. I mean, I know you were against Obama and exposed the bin Laden thing, so it's not like you're for him to expose that this is meant to be blamed on him, this killing, but clearly the media is trying to deep-six Obama. What's behind this geopolitically?
What's behind this geopolitically is the extension of what you were brave enough and your audience was brave enough to understand. This is all an extension of the 9/11 disinformation and false flag episode. It continued into the issue of the CIA and the confrontation between the CIA and our military and the President of the United States continuing on the covert activities and trying to reposition themselves in the Middle East while the military under General Petraeus and under other generals are trying to pull us out of the Middle East. What's happening now is we have the overview of a Shiite power, the Iranians fighting the Sunnis, which is Saudi Arabia. But in the middle is Israel continuously playing with all of the players, including Saudi Arabia, and particularly the diaspora Jews and the Jews of the United States, as a way of putting pressure on Obama, as a way of pushing pressure on General Dempsey and General Petraeus to say that we want red lines in order to be able to attack Iran. And the answer is repeatedly, even by General Dempsey, the answer is no. We will not give you a red line. General Petraeus said not only we will not give you a red line, but we want you to know and under no circumstances, and I do not talk to General Petraeus. I'm a great admirer of his. I know what he is doing. Is that he has repeatedly stated, as I had, that from a geopolitical point of view, Israel is a strategic liability and has been a strategic liability for over 20 years. Since 1968, we have had no need for Israel other than the fact that it covered us under the Soviet Union on the eastern, southern, and northern flank. For the first time since 1948, geopolitically, Israel is confronted by Hezbollah, a proxy for Iran, by Hamas and its proxies on the eastern bank of Jordan and on the south by the Islamic Brotherhood or Al-Qaeda, all of which they were part and parcel of. Israel is not innocent of any activities. And contrary to Bibi Netanyahu's speech today to CNN where he wished everybody a Happy New Year, I in return wish Bibi Netanyahu and the Israelis a Happy New Year and wish that he first begin to tell the truth. That the involvement of Israel was in 9/11. Over 134 Mossad operatives were picked up in 9/11. The FBI picked them up, debriefed them. They were clearly involved with the Pakistani ISI and Saudi Arabian intelligence. Then we get to the old issue of Osama bin Laden, which Obama said incorrectly and lied to the public that Osama bin Laden was killed by SEAL Team 6.
Admiral McRaven had lied repeatedly. Unfortunately, this is an admiral, a decent admiral, but for whatever reason, he repeatedly insisted on saying SEAL Team 6 killed Osama bin Laden when, in fact, on your radio show 10 years ago, I said he was already dead. The Navy SEAL Team 6 will be disciplined by General Petraeus and others in the Special Forces. So what this means, in effect, is that we had an ambassador who was a very honorable ambassador working in the State Department under very good Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who's been doing an excellent job of keeping everything quiet, as alongside of a lot of diplomats, including Mark Grossman and others, and a president who's tried to maintain this war and contained it in a very effective way, and may have been undermined by the following people who once again came out of 9/11, your friends and mine, the neocon chicken hawks, Paul Wolfowitz, once again hiding behind Mitt Romney, Elliot Abrams hiding behind Mitt Romney, Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security, who now heads off the Chertoff Group, which is nothing more than a cover for the CIA and FBI, run by Charles Allen, a former CIA operative, all hiding behind Mitt Romney, who himself has no idea of what he's talking about in foreign policy. So you have a president, a presidential candidate, who can't utter even the right words, with an entire team composed of Bob Zelik, Roger Ailes, and Murdoch. He has no idea that the most important enemy, he says, is Russia. No, Russia is not our most important enemy. We are a superpower, as Colin Powell has said repeatedly. Cool it, Mitt Romney, and get your facts straight. Mitt Romney is being run by a guy named Don Fencer, a protege of the neocon vultures, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Perle. And once again, what we have is a fight between the neocon Jews, Israel on that side, and the fact that we have an intelligence service that is split under General Petraeus, trying to maintain peace and stability in the Middle East, a State Department that's trying to maintain peace and stability, and a situation that has been provoked through agitation propaganda through local Libyans and as well as foreigners meeting mercenaries and others concerned with agitation propaganda in order to destabilize Libya and to particularly assassinate our ambassador. Why this particular ambassador? I think it's very important for your audience to understand who Christopher Stevens was. He was considered, and the key word here is an Arabist. It's a very rare word to use in the description of an outstanding foreign service officer. An Arabist was a term that was used by the neocon, the Israelis, and others who did not like experts who were specially trained in Arabic studies, spoke Arabic, were sensitive to the Arab culture, were trained specifically in what was considered the Protestant college developed in the 1800s by famous missionaries on our part. This is all Presbyterian missionaries, which eventually became the the Beirut University of Lebanon, where subsequently great men like Mr. Kerr and others were trained in. An Arabist whom I had worked with on the only peace treaty that has ever existed was part of Christopher Stevens.
All right, well, stay there. Basically, Doc, we got to go to break. Come back and explain it in layman's terms here. I know you're talking to the intelligence community, but I mean, obviously, you're not a fan of Obama either. But you told me, you're saying Israeli intelligence with Saudi intel is who killed the ambassador. This is pretty big news. Stay there. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, an empire of corrupt criminals that work together who want to destroy liberty and freedom worldwide. It's real simple. You're for freedom or you're for tyranny. I stand with liberty. Now, Dr. Pachinik won't brag about himself, but over the years interviewing him now for about 11 years or 10 years, I've looked him up, and you come across him. He was the main psychiatrist or psych warfare guy that Jimmy Carter had in the Camp David Accords with Anwar Sadat and actually got him to do the deal. By actually really talking to him. So he knows what he's talking about here. So what they're saying is this ambassador, well, I mean, it's simple. You want to get a war going, you kill the ambassador, you get your jihadis that are in there to start blowing stuff up, and then you blame Obama for it. Now, let's be clear. I don't like Obama. I don't like Mitt Romney. And I really don't like Obama on his anti-gun, all the rest of it. I mean, Dr. Pachinik's worked for George Bush Sr. and Brent Scowcroft. So he's not political as well. He's just giving you what he believes is really going on. I mean, do you really believe anybody that a bunch of jihadis went through all those special forces guys they had guarding the ambassador? Do you really think there were only four security guards there? I mean, Al-Qaeda, quote, bragged that, we know your security. So this is amazing. So just tell me what you told me privately in that 45-minute conversation we had yesterday, Dr. Pachinik. I mean, to tell people where we're standing right now, how this ties into Iran, where this is going.
What we are is at brink of war that's being precipitated by two major countries. That is Israel, particularly Bibi Netanyahu, who knows his country is failing economically, socially, politically. He is isolated by the United States. When General Petraeus 2 years ago said correctly, it's a liability. He already immediately tried to take action to draw us back in by mobilizing the Jewish committees like AIPAC, the Zionists, the neocons, and Mitt Romney, and all the men behind them.
But by the way, you're Jewish, Dr. Pachinik. You're Jewish, so you're not.
I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
I come out of the Holocaust. But remember, Netanyahu did not come out of the Holocaust. Contrary to everything Netanyahu is telling America and is telling Obama, everything he says is a lie, including what his father wrote. His father was a teacher at Cornell. What he continuously says, and I'm saying this as a Jew on the eve of a holiday, is that the Israel was the foundation of salvation for the persecution of Jews. Nothing could have been a greater lie than the fact that Israel or Palestine at the time was of no value to the Israelis. On the contrary, to the Jews. On the contrary, when Eichmann came and he was trained in Hebrew, 1927, a deal offered by Hitler to save thousands of Hungarian troops and Jews in return for trucks, Ben Gurion said, I would rather have 400 cows than one diaspora Jew. Repeatedly, Israel turned down any help to help the diaspora Jew. They did, however, in 1933 in Palestine, take 36,000 German Jews in return for money and worked with Heydrich, who was a Jew. I'm talking as a diaspora Jew. There were 165,000 German Jews called Mischlinger in Hitler's army, none of which Netanyahu wants to talk about.
Dr. Pachinik, this is super deep history you're getting into, and we appreciate you.
Let me just say something. Everything Bibi is saying to America and to the American Jews is an absolute unmitigated lie. Not since 1968 was Israel ever interested in the diaspora Jew or using the Holocaust. Then they created a machinery to use the Holocaust as a way of mobilizing guilt and anxiety over the world. But they're not the only culprits. The next culprit is Saudi Arabia and the Sumari Seven. That is the wife of King Abd al-Aziz. Let's put it this way, very simply. The Faisal and Saud families are not legitimate heirs to Saudi Arabia. It was created by England. They created, in a concept called divide and conquer, a family that came out of Dorian. Most of you saw that in the Lawrence of Arabia film. It does not exist. They are Wahhabis. They distort the Quran. The message of the Quran throughout history has always been peace and love and working with all of the religions. They were formidable, and the Wahhabis are the total distortion. The true descendants of Mecca and Medina are not the King Faisal of Saudi. They are the Hashemites. But the British took them away from Saudi Arabia, put one in Iraq who was 4 years old and another one in Jordan so that they would never have an ability to have the true leaders of Prophet of Muhammad. So what we have here is a collusion between Saudi Arabia and the neocon Jews of America and Israel against a president who, whether I like or dislike, and may have lied on Osama bin Laden, is the son of a CIA operative, the grandson of a CIA operative, who understands very well what the issues of intelligence are, including the United States ambassador, who understands very well what
happened. Sure, put it in layman's terms, though, for people. Sure. I mean, bottom line, what's the point of killing the ambassador? What's the point of turning out?
Killing the ambassador is to precipitate a war so that Israel can finally get into Iran and try to destroy Iran. It will be the beginning of the end of Israel. It's Armageddon for Israel.
They want Israel wants to go in, but it wants to force America to take it out of its trouble in Iran, because Israel cannot succeed in any flight into Iran. It is impossible logistically and strategically. Israel lost every war since 68. There is not one war they have succeeded in, despite what they may say to everybody else. And the last war, where they lost thousands of men, will be a reminder to the Israeli mothers that every time they send their children to war, they will die in multiples, and no Americans will come to help you. Petraeus will not come. Dempsey will not come. Neither will any other soldiers or intelligence operatives. So what we have here is an internal strife against Saudi Arabia, the United States, attacking one of our ambassadors and killing them in the name of the fact that he was a representative of the United States and he was an Arabist. Now, let me tell you what an Arabist is very quickly so your audience understands. They were famous people who helped to develop a treaty. The only treaty that's ever been done between Israel and a Muslim climate in Egypt was called the Camp David Accord, of which I was privileged to be a member. And one of the most famous people there was Hermann Iles, the ambassador to Egypt, an Arabist. Another one, Frank Wisner, who should have been Secretary of State, a great foreign service officer. Another person is a man by the name of Cass Freeman, who was accused by the neocon of being pro-Israel, anti-Israel, because he speaks Arabic. He's a scholar. He's a foreign service officer. Well, so what you're seeing here is a division within the United States by Zionists, not Jews only, but Zionists, Israeli Mossad operatives, and Saudi financing in order to denigrate the value of our foreign service officers who are trained in culture, Arabic studies, including April Gillespie, and the president who got rid of all of our Arabists under neocon pressure was Clinton. Ironically, Hillary Clinton was trying to maintain the peace. Her husband was totally intimidated by the neocon Jews to get rid of every Arabist in the State Department and put in people like Martin Indyk. Indyk, who was ambassador to Israel, was nothing more than an Australia spy who within one day became an American citizen, was appointed by Dennis Ross, another neocon who works with Paul Wolfowitz, and made our ambassador to Israel.
All right, let me stop you, Doc. We're going to have you back up very early this week for an hour and a half because obviously you need to go over this whole history for people that don't understand it. But here's the issue. We're about to go to break, but what I need to understand here is you've got the British fleet massing. They never go somewhere unless there's a war. You've got 25 nations all gathering. This is hardly in the news. You've got QE Unlimited starting. You've got our government digging in like it's the end of the world. All the evidence I see says they're going ahead in October, late October with this, and it could lead to World War III. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. It could be earlier than October because we have Yom Kippur, and I predicted on your radio show, and I predicted to our national security people privately that Bibi Netanyahu would start something on Rosh Hashanah. This was over a year ago, and I said it on your radio show. He was as predictable as a clock, and the Israelis will be very predictable on Yom Kippur. In a couple of weeks, they will try to initiate another war unless their ex-Mossad operatives and their ex-Shin Bet will take out Netanyahu and do to Netanyahu what happened to Rabin. They know what I'm talking about. Otherwise, he will bring down Israel, the world, and there will be a third world war. Turkey is trying to help us. Russia is trying to help us.
Well, Dr. Pechenik, I think everybody knows what you're talking about right there. I'm in over my head. This is pretty hardcore stuff. All I know is I want peace. I don't want a world war. And I see the police, everybody digging in for what they say is the end of America, and I don't like it. I don't like where this is going because a bunch of people want the end of the world. People in Israel, people in Iran, and a bunch of Christians who I don't think are very Christian. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Second hour coming up. This is Real Radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.